It's the Hits 104.9 Off Air Podcast of
Visalia. Woo! Yeah.
Need some sparkles on that.
Me likey.
Okay, so we're doing a food themed podcast today. So
this will be easy.
I wanted to, yeah.
Food.
Another one. Yeah. I wanted to start off with a food themed joke just to kick things off.
Okay.
What do you call a fake noodle?
A fake noodle?
Yes.
What do I call a fake noodle?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
What?
Correct. That is what I stated. Oh. That's not the answer.
Okay, I'm just repeating the question. It gives me time to stall and think of an answer. I'm going to say, what do you call a fake noodle? A fake noodle is, I don't know, rice?
An impasta.
Oh!
Ba-dum-bum. Yes, so corny. All the cheese.
Impasta.
All the food. All right, so we've done general food topics, but we're going to get real specific, rapid fire. What are your go-to foods?
Because it's the end of the day and we're both hungry.
I am starving right now. Mm. My gosh. Mm. Yeah. So we're just going to go for it. It's not all fast food restaurants. It's not all restaurants. All kinds of categories. Ready?
Okay.
Waiting for that verbal confirmation.
I was just waiting. All right.
What's your go-to Burger King order?
Go-to Burger King order?
Yep.
Lately is Whopper Jr. with cheese, no onions, and chicken fries.
Oh, the chicken fries are so good. Dude. I do chicken fries and original chicken sandwich.
Nice.
But
nice
I
call.
I don't like the bread on the chicken sandwich. You know, I'm on my little diet, so I eat it like a giant chicken nugget.
Diet.
It's so good.
Who's on a diet? Oh, you eat like a giant chicken nugget?
Yeah.
Do you get barbecue sauce
better
to go with it, too?
No, I get the ranch sometimes buffalo sauce. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind the bun. I just don't like the sesame seeds on top of it.
You know, I don't mind texture every once in a while, but it's not the best bun in the world.
Yeah.
They're not fooling anybody.
That brioche. You know? Is it pronounced brioche?
It's brioche.
Yeah, yes. I like those buns.
Those are good buns.
Those are
great on a breakfast sandwich. So Panera will do a breakfast sandwich on brioche. Oh, so
man,
good.
It's been so long since I've been to Panera.
I go to Panera all the time.
Like, aren't you fancy?
No, I can't afford to be doing that.
I
got a wedding to save up for, but it's just so good. And I convince myself, you know, oh, it's healthy. You know, it's okay. It's
oh, is
worth
that it?
The extra money.
Is
yeah.
that it? Oh, okay.
But in reality, I'm getting that coffee and that $20
I owe it to myself.
Sandwich.
Yes, I owe it to myself to go to Panera.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so speaking of brioche, what's your go-to breakfast?
Go-to breakfast?
Yep.
All right, so a couple of places.
Okay.
All right. So number one, if I'm looking for low-cal and I'm looking for quick, I go to McDonald's and get the sausage burrito.
Oh.
Just get
one,
not two. They do a twofer.
Everything in moderation.
Yes. I just get one because if I get two, then I'll eat two and I'll be hungry 3 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jack in a Box has the grilled sourdough that they used to do, the burgers. They don't call them that anymore, but they used to call them grilled sourdough burgers. Anyway, they have that with egg and cheese, and you can get it with bacon or sausage or, yeah. I'm probably just going to go with egg and cheese on that.
Oh.
Sometimes bacon, sometimes sausage, but for the most part, just egg and cheese. And if you're looking to spend a couple more dollars, that's the place. It's
okay.
Jack in the Box because it's a, you know, the burrito at McDonald's is like, for that and like a large tea, a large unsweet tea is like $3.29, something like that.
Oh, yeah. McDonald's is super affordable.
Yeah. Yeah. But Jack in the Box, $15.
Yeah.
10 or
no
15
matter
bucks.
What you get. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jack in the Box, they have a breakfast burrito that you can get, you know, Jack in the Box 24/7 with hash browns in it. Oh,
really?
My gosh. It is so good.
So is it like tater tots or is it just like hash browns? They just like took a hash brown and just crushed it up and put it in there.
No, it's like the hash rounds.
Oh, okay.
You know, so
yeah,
mini
yeah.
hash browns.
Yeah.
So they stay crispier.
Oh.
Oh, they're so good.
So if we're talking breakfast still,
yeah.
I tried it a couple of times and I liked it. I haven't been there in a while, but Wendy's?
I tried that. You know, I like their biscuits. Wasn't crazy about the rest.
No, this is egg and cheese and bacon, and it was in a croissant type.
Ooh, yeah.
Anything that's in croissant, I'm down for. I don't care. You put a lobster or something in a croissant, and I'll eat it. And I don't like lobster, so yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh man. Very insightful. All right, what's your go-to snacky snack? Little snack.
Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Just got done eating some.
Dude, I almost...
And Wheat Thins. We talked about this.
Wheat Thins are so good. Yeah. I'm upset. I bought two boxes, two family-sized boxes.
Yeah, and we're both the same with that. Wheat Thins, you have like three of them, you have to eat the whole box.
Yeah, you can't stop. I know. I cannot stop.
It's the
I
salt.
I keep them by my bed. They're on my nightstand right now.
You've got crack in the salt is what they've got at Wheat Thins. Yeah.
It's so bad.
It is.
I almost bought a Costco-sized bag of Smart Pop popcorn. That is the best popcorn. I don't care that it's healthy. I don't care. It tastes so good.
Was Smart Pop supposed to be healthy? I don't know.
It's supposed to be healthy. That's what it's marketed. I don't buy it for the health marketing. I buy it because they've got just the perfect coating of salt and butter. Delish.
Dude, we get Orville Redenbacher with the extra little bag that comes with it for with butter.
So good.
That's not bad.
I love the idea of adding.
And the spray butter stuff, that's pretty good, too.
Is it?
Yeah, it's probably pretty bad for you, but it's good.
Who cares? Yeah.
But it's good.
YOLO.
That's right. YOLO.
These days, you only live once. Go-to snack for me, Wheat Thins still. But I alternate between Cheez-Its and Ritz every once in a while, too.
Ritz is good.
Ritz are solid. Cheez-Its is more of like a road trip snack for me.
Yeah. I'm not real keen on Cheez-Its. When I was younger, I used to be keen on Cheez-Its, but I don't know. I haven't grown out of them, I guess. I don't know.
It's not something you grow out of, let's be honest.
All over Wheat Thins, and Triscuits actually not bad, too.
Triscuits are good.
Got to have something to eat with Triscuits, like cheese or something to go with it.
Yeah, they're pretty dry.
Yeah, pretty dry.
Yeah.
Man, yep. I gotta have a ton of water.
Those things will catch fire if you shake that box together too quick. That is kindling, man.
But think of all the fiber you're getting. It's so good.
Yeah, it is so good. But it's Triscuits, old people crackers right there.
They are old people crackers. Like I said, you got to have cheese or ranch or something to put on them.
Just anything. Ooh, artichoke dip. Yep.
Are very good for charcuterie boards.
They have that vibe. Yeah. I used to think Wheat Thins were old people food, but now I was obsessed with Wheat Thins as a child even. Like, I have never stopped loving Wheat Thins.
Yeah.
I just forget they exist.
It's like chips. I just can't eat one Wheat Thin. You just got to keep going.
Let's stay on that brand. What's your go-to chip pick?
Well, it used to be Doritos, nacho cheese Doritos.
Right.
No, not
Red
ranch.
Bag, classic.
Now it is. They're nacho cheese too, but they're like healthier chips. They are.
Popcorners?
No, not those.
Kettle brand.
No, they've got them at. They have them at. Subway. It is they come in different types, but anyway, so I like that kind, and it'll come to me in a few minutes. And Ruffles,
with the
Ruffles cheese and what are they,
like the sour cream and onions?
Sour cream and cheese.
Onions. Back when I first got this job in 2015, I was working at Frito-Lay. Hated it, but I would get free bags of chips all the time.
Yes.
And then you called and offered me a job here at the radio station. I quit Frito-Lay so fast, man. That job was terrible. But that took me back. Ruffles have ridges. Yeah, the free chips every once in a while did not outweigh the brutality of that job.
I still like a good old Lay's barbecue chip,
I love Lay's barbecue. That's my go-to. That or sour cream and onion, not the cheese. The sour cream and onion green bag Lay's. But I do love a hot Cheeto. Every once in a while.
I like Cheetos, the crunchy Cheetos. Those are good, too. And the puffs are all right.
Puffs are super good, but they get stuck in my teeth.
Hot Cheetos, I can only do like two or three of those, and then you start to feel it. I'm like,
no, man. Anthony and I, hot Cheetos with lemon, and if you have chamoy in the house, so good. Nacho cheese, delish. Okay, what is your go-to pick from the frozen food aisle?
Frozen food aisle.
I love the frozen food aisle. I will just say that is my favorite place to be.
I will live in the frozen food aisle.
Yeah, it goes bad eventually.
Yeah, any frozen pizza? Any frozen dinner, like those Michelina things? It's got like mac and cheese, or it's got lasagna, or it's got spaghetti.
Yeah.
Something that's low in calorie, high in fat, of course, but low in
and sodium.
Like
the Wheat Thins.
Way high in sodium because, well, it's frozen.
Yeah.
Those are my two big go-tos, and ice cream.
Oh, you know, I just learned a fun fact. 90% of Americans have ice cream in their freezer.
90%. That is a fun fact.
I am one of those, though.
Oh, yeah,
like,
always.
They're not wrong. Everybody I know has an ice cream in the freezer right now.
Probably 95% have more than one.
And 5% lied about it. Yeah.
Yeah. They probably have more than one pint of ice cream. Yeah, probably 100%. Like three different types.
Yeah. My go-to from the fast food aisle, right, because, you know, Anthony's gone 3 days a week, mm-hmm. so I don't feel the need to cook a lot when he's not there.
Right.
And I love frozen food. I don't care what anybody says. Nuke it. I am a frozen meal girly. I like the Devour brand. Anything from them, really balanced. Like, good quality potatoes, pasta,
mm-hmm.
with meat, delish. Buffalo chicken mac and cheese, so good.
Stouffer's is good, too.
Stouffer's has the best mac and cheese besides the Cheesecake Factory, where they fry it, which we all know why that tastes so good.
Yep.
But the Cheesecake Factory is beat only by Stouffer's.
Mm. Mm.
Good frozen mac.
And is it called Smart Meals now? I forget what it was.
Smart Ones.
Smart Ones, yeah. Mm. They're good. Little pricey.
Are they?
Little good. Mm. Real good.
I don't know about that
little
price, though.
Little pricey, but not bad.
We'll see. We shall see.
They're good, though.
So what's your, we already talked about ice cream.
Yep.
So we're not going to go like ice cream flavor. We're going to get specific. What's your Cold Stone order?
Oh, that's easy. That's cookies and cream.
Yeah?
Cookies and cream, yes.
Boring. You know what I just tried?
Very.
I tried the Barbie ice cream. The cotton candy with the sprinkle. Oh, so good. It was delicious. And normally I'm like mint chip, Oreo cream.
Mint
you know.
Chip.
Gotta balance it with some peanut butter. But I want
or orange sherbet.
That one.
Yeah.
Gross. I gagged.
Love orange
sherbet.
Disgusting.
Sherbet. Okay.
Disgusting. You're eating what? The bubble gum and
the cotton candy.
Yeah, the cotton candy. Yeah, disgusting, right?
I prefer my oranges fresh.
Oh, okay.
Right. What is your go-to sandwich at home? Like making a sandwich.
Oh.
What are you making?
Turkey, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes if we have it, and two pieces of bread.
That's
boom.
Anthony's That's favorite. Mine.
Dry.
Dude, peanut butter. What?
Dry. Dry.
No mayo, mustard, nothing. No nope. aioli.
No, mayo. Mayo's bad for you.
Lime.
Bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, but it's delish.
Yeah.
I have a funny story about mayo. Anthony and I one day went to McDonald's, and they had this new deluxe breakfast sandwich. English muffin, lettuce, tomato, egg, bacon. Let's try it out. It was delicious. We were like, what is this sauce? They have this incredible sauce on this sandwich. It was so freaking good. We looked it up.
At McDonald's?
It was mayonnaise. It was just plain old mayonnaise.
At McDonald's?
Yeah.
Huh.
That was years ago. It was probably 5 years ago.
Wow.
But we were blown away. I was like, no way. This is just plain mayonnaise. We were so impressed by just plain mayo on a sandwich.
You're like, wow.
Oh, this is so good.
All the flavors offset the mayo,
yeah.
And it tasted like something different.
But I mean, how does that not dry up your mouth or get caught in your throat with no mayo or mustard even? I can't. I am amazed. Mm.
Yeah, I know. I have to go to Costco and get Dana mayo all the time. It's on sale right now for $5.99.
I know, we were just there yesterday.
For a big vat, yep.
Yeah. Love the mayo. Love Costco size anything, first of all.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Mine's peanut butter and honey.
That's peanut butter and honey.
Oh, yeah. When I found out those existed, could not stop eating them, like three a day.
So you like Nutella, too, or you just
I
like peanut butter?
Nutella. Yeah. But not on a sandwich. I toast the toast, and then you put the Nutella on top
See,
and melt.
I used to be, my used to go to, would be like a creamy peanut butter and a little bit of like strawberry jelly on top.
Mm-hmm.
That would be it.
Boring.
Very.
Everybody knows you go way
Dude,
heavier on the jelly.
I'm totally boring.
Yeah,
totally.
We know.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. No mustard on my turkey sandwich. Where's the plate?
No. I'll put mustard on there. But not mayo.
You'll be forced to put mustard on there?
No, mustard.
Without?
If I'm getting like a Subway or someplace, I always get mustard.
I have a friend who hates mayo, too.
It's
not that weird.
I eat mayo. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, like on what, though? If it's not a sandwich, like a hot dog, hamburger?
No, not a hot dog. No.
I
hamburger, will. Yes.
Okay.
Sandwich, yes. I'm not going to like go, oh, no. Oh, my God,
I
no.
I have to have the mayo.
Yeah. So mustard mayo is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But not on a hot dog.
I like it on a hot dog.
I will
take that heat.
And
I
the
know
last,
the hatred is coming.
In the last couple of years, I've gotten a little bit better, and I put mustard and ketchup on my hot dogs. It's always been ketchup no matter what, but I threw some mustard on there one day. I'm like, okay. So in my old age, I've gotten better with mustard, okay?
I love mustard.
Mayo, I do the best I can with mayo. I'll eat it and all that stuff. I'm not going to go, bleh, bleh, bleh. No, no, no.
Right.
I'll eat it, but I'd be like, oh, there's mayo on here. Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going to throw a fit about it. You know?
Not anymore. Not anymore, sister. I used to, when I was a kid, I would eat everything plain. If we went to Burger King and we got like a Whopper, I have a Whopper plain. Plain.
Ugh. So, I can feel that glue in my mouth shut.
Yeah. I even had a hamburger with onions on it a while back, and I despise onions on hamburgers. Yeah. But they had it on there. I was like, it's not bad. It's a little flavor. All right, cool. I'll eat it. Whatever.
My mom gave me a bite of her hamburger, and I was like, ooh, what's that little bit of spice? What is that? It's kind of good. She was like, onions. I was like, no, like, no, never mind. It was bad.
No,
I don't like it.
Never mind. I still hate onions no matter what.
It's a personal hatred at this point. Same thing with mushrooms, dude. Oh. My mom used to make this chicken and rice with mushrooms in it.
Yep.
As soon as I found out there were mushrooms in it, refused to eat it.
Yeah.
I miss that to this day. I will not eat it because of the mushrooms.
Yeah. So when my mom did that, she would just cut them up so that they look like a little house.
Yeah.
Know, anyway, right?
That's
or a little
what my
tree.
Mom did too.
And so what Dana did, she got smart, is she would make stroganoff.
I love stroganoff.
And she would cut them up real fine, just kind of, and not put a ton in there, but she would put some in there.
Yeah.
So I would get my mushrooms.
You know, I will eat around mushrooms. Anthony really likes mushrooms. And there are some sauces that are really good that are, you know, made with mushrooms.
Spaghetti sauces have them in it.
Yeah, I will eat around them, but I will legit, I could be in the nicest restaurant in the world and I would spit a mushroom out if I accidentally ate one.
I won't spit it out. I will pick it out of the lineup, though.
Mm.
I will be like, moving it.
Yeah.
There'd be a little pile of mushrooms off to the side of my plate.
No, if I accidentally ate one, I would spit it across the room. Like, I just have a personal hatred of mushrooms. It's fungus. I hate it.
It's
like
fungus. It grows in your backyard.
Yeah. I pick them over in my yard. And you know what I will? I lied. There's one mushroom I will eat, and it's from the Vintage Press. And even I have such a hard time eating it, though. I really, really have to, like, ignore the fact that they're mushrooms, but it's the mushrooms and puff pastry at the Vintage Press. I've only had it a couple times at my grandma's birthday. Are you gonna try it?
Wow.
Well, traumatizing, honestly.
But you did eat it, so
I did eat
that's
it.
Good.
Yeah.
Conquered that fear.
I sound super picky. I'm not that picky. I am that picky, actually. That's a lie.
I am. Never. Super picky.
So we know your go-to McDonald's breakfast order.
Yeah.
What is your, like, run-of-the-mill, I'm going to McDonald's, do you want anything? Order.
Oh, geez. I try to be good these days and not go crazy at McDonald's.
Oh, that's so boring.
So I get a couple of cheeseburgers without any onions. Why? If I'm really hungry, I'll get a quarter pounder with cheese, which is like on a blue moon.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'll just get like 10-piece chicken nuggets because I like chicken nuggets because I'm going to be a kid forever.
Yep. Barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm. Anything's got barbecue sauce in it, man.
That's about it.
And let's see, what else? Is there anything else? Chicken sandwiches are good there, too, if you get the right one.
Yeah, I'm a hot and spicy McChicken plain. That is my, and I eat it like a chicken nugget. No bread, no lettuce.
That's right, we talked about this. I'll get a McChicken with no mayo. And then I'll bring it home and put ketchup all over it.
You don't like the hot and spicy McChicken?
They're okay.
They're
not that spicy.
Dude, I got one in Merced one time. I was driving from my other job.
Yeah.
And I stopped in Merced. That thing was hot. Ah. Like, I don't know what they did to it, but that shit burned my mouth. And I was like, no way. No way. Like, I can handle spice. Like, I'm not a bitch. I was a little bitch when it came to that. That singular McChicken.
They let
was
it
so spicy.
Maybe they let it sit in a jalapeno sauce for a day or so
they
before
did
they
something to it.
Send it out.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I got a curveball for you.
All right, shoot.
Do you eat at Arby's?
Not lately, but I have.
Okay, what is your Arby's order?
Arby's are curly fries.
Okay.
And because we're all about value,
Arby's is the place to go.
That's right. The sandwiches are the ham and cheese sandwiches, the smaller ones. We get like a whole bunch of those and just go to town
sampler,
on it.
Right?
It's not really sample. It's like anything. They're like, they used to be like a buck and a half, and they're probably like $3 now. But they were like, they're just little ham and cheese sandwiches, and the cheese just like, I love the cheese.
It's
Arby's.
Straight out of a can.
No, yeah. Totally. Yeah,
that's a good kind.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just telling my friend about this the other day. When I visit my family in Kansas, Arby's is like
the
top
place.
Tier over there. Oh, yeah. They love Arby's. And the Arby's over there is so good that when I did come back and realize we had an Arby's in Visalia, I went. I couldn't eat it. It was so bad.
Really?
Yeah. But the Arby's in
totally
Kansas,
different. Huh.
They were like on fire. Like,
really?
The, like commercial status. Like it looked good. They were like, really, I believe, smoking those meats, whatever they do.
Yeah.
It was good.
Huh. I'm surprised it had a different taste because franchise is a franchise is a franchise.
Yeah.
So you like Carl's Jr.?
I do, but I can't afford to go there
very
Hardee's,
often. It's Hardee's on the Midwest East Coast.
I'll tell you what, though. I will splurge on a Monster Biscuit from Carl's Jr. Nobody does it like they do. That thing is amazing.
Biscuit. Famous star.
Dude,
number one.
I used to get up early before school, high school. And you know how early you have to be up to be in high school. And go to Carl's Jr. for a Monster Biscuit in the morning.
Mm.
When I got my license and a $25 allowance a month. I was like, I know exactly what I'm doing.
I know where that money's going. It's going to Arby's, man.
Carl's
Jr.
Yeah, but the burgers themselves, expensive. I do like that jalapeno burger they got, or the Diablo burger, the spicy one. I like that one.
Famous star.
Yeah?
Easy, straight.
You don't like the Western bacon cheeseburger?
I used to eat those like they were going out of style.
They aren't. Those are still popular.
The Western bacon cheeseburger
was
awesome.
Barbecue, that's got to be like your...
Yeah.
But now you're famous.
But I would get them out. I would get them out the Western rings, though.
Oh.
I put them on the side. No. I put them on the side, and I ate them.
Separate.
Yeah.
No. Is it a texture thing?
Because they're
on the
onions. Well, they're onions. You know, you have to eat them like onion rings. Get it straight. Come on, man.
I'm just amazed at how particular you are in certain things.
Oh yeah.
So why'd you switch to the Famous Star?
Just because it's more simple, and I just got tired of eating Western bacon cheeseburgers.
That was like, you were like, this is not me anymore.
Me and Mike O'Neill would like go to Carl's Jr. and he'd get, they had like an ultimate Western bacon cheeseburger. Ooh. It was like
like three patties or something.
Yeah.
On it. Yeah.
He would get that and I would get the normal one. And I just got this one day. It was just like, man, this is way too much. I had to like take it home.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Like, that's good though.
I must be getting old because now it's too much for me.
Hey, that must have been like $50 lunch though. I'm telling you, Carl's Jr. is expensive.
Not back in the day. But now
the good old days.
Yeah, not that back in the good old days.
Yeah.
Back in the talking about you can't go anywhere now for small meals for like $10.
No, yeah. McDonald's maybe. If you're not very hungry, you could get away under $10.
If you have the app.
One person, yeah.
Because
you don't do like fries. Or
you don't have kids, but you can get a 20-piece chicken nuggets and two medium fries for like $8 and change if you have the app.
Does that include tax?
With tax, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See, yeah, it's very rare though. Like, but it's also expensive to buy groceries.
But I'm talking normally, 20-piece chicken nuggets, two medium fries is like $18 or $19.
Oh, on the app though, yeah, you're right.
On the app though,
they have
specials. Yeah, it is
those coupons.
It's a fave.
Yeah.
Couponer.
All right, I got one last one, and then we'll wrap up.
Shoot.
What's your favorite appetizer? Oh, I love an appetizer.
Oh, it has to be one?
Oh, give us top three.
Well, how about a sampler plate?
No. Top three only. Come on. Make the cuts.
I'll give you top two.
Okay.
Number two, chicken strips.
Okay.
Number one, mozzarella sticks.
Stick. We love
and if we're going all three, then I'll go with chips and salsa on top of that. Because like at Applebee's, you can get the sampler with chips and salsa. And I think you can get boneless buffalo chicken wings.
Yeah.
And which is just a chicken strip anyway.
Right.
We'll
covered
cut it
in
down,
sauce.
And we cut it down.
Smaller, yep.
And then you get chips and salsa.
Mm.
Bottomless chips and salsa and mozzarella sticks on top of that.
I don't count chips and salsa as an appetizer. That's more of like a table. Like, it just comes with the table.
At Applebee's, it's an appetizer.
I know, you gotta pay for it. I'll tell you what, Applebee's, their pretzels and beer cheese, 10 out of 10.
Really?
I've ordered that as a standalone meal one time.
Really?
Yeah, super good. By myself, just sitting in my
room. They've got some good deals, too. Like, two people.
Mm-hmm.
For two people, you can dine for like $20, and they have another one for like $30. So if you want to get a steak, it's like $20.
In this economy,
and you get salad and stuff, and a sample. You get like to pick samplers and stuff.
Yeah, I love those pretzels though. But I'll tell you what, If I ever see wontons on the menu, like pot stickers, mm-hmm. I'm ordering those. But spicy tuna crispy rice, the go-to. Any sushi place that has spicy tuna crispy rice, they are elite. I just want to say that.
They are elite.
They are elite, and nobody does it better than Nobu. I'll never go back there because they're like $40 for three tiny yep. pieces of rice. But Nobu has the best.
Because it's Nobu.
Because it's Nobu. Yeah, and there's a reason it's Nobu.
Everything at Nobu is expensive.
Yes.
Because it's Nobu.
Yeah. Anthony hit the jackpot in Vegas. We're like, we're going to go to Nobu. Lost it all. The entire jackpot gone on Nobu.
Put it all back in the Nobu.
It was so worth it, though.
Ugh. Yeah. There's a restaurant on the strip called Peppermill.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. It's
Denny's slash Black Bear Diner.
Oh, a breakfast place?
It's a breakfast place or just like a good old down home type food place mm-hmm. where you order, you know, like I have a chicken fried steak and it comes on a plate, you know, three feet long. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh man. Well worth it. And the prices are good.
Hey, Vegas price is pretty good on a lot of the trash food in Vegas, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat clean. No.
Eat clean in Vegas. Never.
I want give me 5 pounds of tiramisu from a truck.
Yeah.
That's what
and
it's
a spoon.
About. Yeah. Oh, we gotta do your girl dinner filter too. Catch Randy's girl dinner on
girl
TikTok.
Dinner.
This has been another episode of the Hits 104.9 Out There podcast. Woo. Tune in next week. Do we have are we updated on episodes?
We are not updated on episodes.
Tune in whenever Randy gets the episode up.
That's right.